You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're shifting into neutral, carbon neutral that is, and riding the wind to where dreams really do come true.
Windmill owning, cycle to work, and enviro activist Ed Begley Jr. gives up the go juice for pedal powered planet saving.
And we're heading to the Green Mountains to meet the winner of HGTV's Dream Home in Stowe, Vermont.
We're not just tilting windmills either, Donnie Quixote. Dreams of a better world and a better home really do come true if you dream big, work hard, and have a little luck.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband.
And my Fix It Up Life. We are here in the studios of WHAT.
We are in the studios here, and we are trying something new today. We are you streaming on our Facebook page.
We are. So you can watch the whole thing as it happens right here, everybody.
The excitement of My Fix It Up Life live in the studio. Us hanging out here, and we have a new producer working the board today.
We do. Andrew, welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
We are happy for you to be here with us. And we are also pretty excited, too, because Earth Day was yesterday.
We are excited for that.
We are.
Yeah, we are. I didn't really do anything other than what I normally do for Earth Day. It wasn't a big celebration.
No, but, you know, I took the train into the city.
Yeah.
I did, and I went to see my favorite stylist, Carlos, over at the Phoenix in Philadelphia.
Oh, that place is
and
a great old
him.
Building.
Like, he is fantastic.
Oh, he is.
He is
every
totally
time
fantastic.
You come home, you've got... You know, we told this story, we told that story. The guy's a character.
Well, he said he saw us on TV, and he was like, okay, so that's my client, and she hasn't been here to see me in a long time. Where has she been? So I got a little bit in trouble, I think. But I'm also psyched, too, because, well, congratulations to Carlos, too, for, you know, your first new home that you just purchased.
Hey, Ryan, oh, so you're the one who bought it.
He bought it. And also, I'm psyched because next week we're going to Vegas, and we're going to be doing some live shows there.
Totally. The Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, or... KBIZ.
KBIZ.
In the biz.
Yeah, the acronym for it. And we're looking forward to talking to some really hot celebrities like Monica Peterson and Jeff Devlin and Eric Schroeder.
I refuse to call Jeff Devlin hot at all.
He's a total cutie pie.
He's a nice guy.
Ed Sanders,
like,
you love him.
Sanders is a stud. Devlin's a stud. Eric Stromer's a stud.
Carl Champley.
Love Carl.
Sonny Anderson.
Who, I have to be honest... No idea.
Food Network.
I eat, but I don't eat.
You don't consume the food media?
Food is not art to me.
No, it's not. Well, we're also going to be talking to an editor at Fine Home Building Magazine and Better Homes and Gardens, and we're just going to have a good time checking out what's new and doing some live shows and then bringing you guys what is hot and cool in kitchen and bath products.
Which is going to be stellar. It's always a great show.
Totally awesome.
And speaking of shows that are great,
yeah.
This one. This one right here, My Fix It Up Live.
Oh, thank you.
We are joined today by enviro activist, actor Ed Begley Jr.
Yes.
Who
Ed Begley Jr., awesome, I have to say.
The guy, the talent level's just, here's the chart, and then here's him off of it.
Well, what hasn't he been on?
That's what we'll have to ask him.
He's guested on pretty much everything.
Yeah, I want to ask him if he's a character actor, a method actor. I don't know the answer.
Well, he's a real deal environmentalist. Like, that's the real deal.
There are a few times in your life when you get to talk to someone who legitimately changed the world.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of them.
Well, I think that we're up against a break, darling.
I know we are.
Yeah.
So let's go green on this break.
Okay.
and catch you with more My Fix It Up Life.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own...
Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my
and
name.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, where we are, you streaming, we are talking about our favorite segment of the show.
Well, your favorite segment.
It's a top segment. It's a top segment. I can't say it's my favorite, but Nation, Fix It Up Finds.
Fix It Up Finds.
I can't even take myself seriously.
I love the Fix It Up Finds, and I want to talk about something that I really... Well, that I found yesterday, and you haven't seen this yet.
Oh, wait, what a surprise. You want to go first and then talk through the whole thing.
And I brought it. It's in a bag. If you're watching us on Ustream, you can see it.
Please, God.
Okay. No, you're going to love this.
Of course I am.
I adopted this pig yesterday. And this pig was painted by Maddie, age 7, and she is a girl with cancer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they have the Adopt-A-Pig program, and if you go to their website, I think it's adoptapig.org.
Okay.
And you can adopt a pig, and you fill it up with, change, and then you dump it out. And there's like a little
The rubber stopper.
And then you write a check for the amount of money that was in there and send it to the organization to benefit kids with cancer.
Wow. Wow. And the tailing off in my voice was going from, hey, I'm joking around about an orange pig, to the obvious gravity of where this comes from.
Maddie, your pig is going with us to Vegas, and I'm bringing it for our live shows, and I'm going to hit everybody up who we're interviewing next week in Vegas their loose change.
Devlin,
you know,
Stromer,
I know.
Peterson, Champley.
Because they're all stars. They'll have loose change. I mean, they'll have change. Or their handlers will have change or something. So,
somebody's going to have some change.
So that is my serious fix-it-up find.
That's your call to action.
And then I have a more fun fix-it-up find just want to talk about.
Bring it, because I don't even want to say what mine are.
Well, you know, my passion for doing candy wreaths. I have the jelly bean wreath right now in honor of Easter.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that I just discovered a candy chair that Pieter Brenner created. Your name right.
That guy's from Sweden, Switzerland, Norway.
So it's literally a chair, a rainbow-colored lollipop chair that they say you can lick your chair to customize it to your comfort level, or if you're just hungry and you need a little snack while you're sitting in your chair, I think we're going to get this for your office chair, darling.
That is bizarre.
So you think my candy wreaths are crazy? Can you imagine sitting in candy?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can imagine sitting in a carbo coma for the rest of my life.
I guess, we're always talking about the amount of candy that's accessible these days to kids. And, you know, for all the candy that's out there, we could, take all the candy that Lexi and Jack get for holidays and parades and stuff, and we can make it into furniture.
Recycle the
whole thing.
The veritable mountain of candy that shows up. I mean, I was talking with Lexi about it in the grocery store, our 9-year-old, yesterday. Chocolate chip waffles. I just looked at her and said, you think this is for breakfast and you get this all day long. This didn't even exist when I was little.
Well, I have to say, I used to make chocolate chip pancakes sometimes as a fun thing when I was growing up, but it wasn't what you ate every day.
You know, we...
But we're digressing. I want to know what your Fix It Up finds are here.
This is a passion of ours, and my Fix It Up life isn't just about the house. It's about things that are about home.
So
and
what's your Fix It Up find?
Here's one, sort of in honor of our guest, Ed Begley Jr., forthcoming. This is called the Corky, K-O-R-K-Y, WaterWise Fill Valve and Flapper.
Okay.
So everybody says, you know, buy the most water-efficient toilet that you can. And that's a great idea, but all of that efficiency literally goes down the drain if, and this happens to all toilets, at some point the chain gets stuck or broken, the flapper stays up, and water just gushes down and refills.
Okay.
Corky's WaterWise Fill Valve and Flapper can sense that. So if the flapper gets stuck up, it senses it and shuts the water off.
Okay.
Then you fix it. So your efficient toilet stays efficient. I just spit all over Teresa.
Just spit on me. If you're watching us,
yeah,
he did spit
on
me.
That's great.
And, I need to get like a flapper for Mark's mouth.
We need a plexiglass shield.
Oh, kind of like taxi cabs or like limousines.
Or like that hotel.
I can like push a button and like it goes up.
Yeah. And or the hotel in Indianapolis.
And I can be like that guy on what's that show that we love?
I don't know, but you're gonna keep talking until you think
the guy that turns around and goes, "Hello." The
taxi
cab driver. How I Met Your Mother. Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, go ahead. So Corky, and what's the website for Corky?
Corky, KORKY.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can check it out.
Okay.
And the other one is I would call it a triple threat because it does so much, but that's not even doing it justice.
It sings, it acts, and it dances.
TAPinsulation.com is the website,
mm-hmm.
and what TAP insulation is, it's a blow-in attic insulation.
Okay.
But it's green in that it's made of 87% post-consumer newsprint.
Ooh.
It's treated with natural borates, and by virtue of blowing it in, and borates are the same kind of mineral from which laundry detergent are generated. And it's blow-in attic insulation. Its mere presence is an insect repellent in your attic.
Yes.
So you make your attic more fuel efficient. You keep bugs away. The attic kind of bugs. It doesn't shield your whole house. And it's green. Energy Star, EPA
now,
rated.
I have a question.
When do you want to take our break?
No, it's for post consumer newspaper, but with newspapers are not, what are they going to do when newspapers, if they cease to exist, and will newspapers ever cease to exist because of all of the electronics and stuff
don't
that we have?
Don't hesitate to ask a massively global question.
I'm curious, like, I bet they're working on using post-consumer something else eventually too, but
we're working on our break, which
totally.
We're taking now.
All right.
See you on the other side with more of Mind Fix It Up Live.
They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field.
My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I stand
inside my Fix It Up Life.
Stopping, talking, fix it
well,
up.
Well, I wasn't
life.
Sure if my mic was on. But that's
deal.
Okay.
My mic's always on.
Because you're a pretty big deal, just like Eric Sharma.
That Derek Strummer singing.
It is.
And
he's not just one of the 50 sexiest men, according to People magazine. He's also a musician.
Yeah, he wrote and sang some of those songs on his album.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the line, "It's an inconsequential job I work. You wouldn't know my name if it wasn't written on my shirt."
Wow. You know what?
Talk about, I've felt that way a million times.
He's fantastic, but, you know, I have to say I'm really looking forward to seeing Ed Sanders next week from Extreme Makeover Home Edition because he's just got one of the best. He's like Roger Clark. Love his voice. Love Ed Sanders' voice, too.
Right, yeah. Don't hesitate to be obsessed with the guy, like right in front of me, right on Ustream. I love Ed Sanders.
I love his voice.
And the thing that makes me uncomfortable is I feel the same way.
I know. And he smells so good, too. Ask anyone. Like, he is the best-smelling guy.
Ed is a nice guy.
And all the producers, there's like, I don't know, like 80 producers on Extreme Makeover, right?
That's not an exaggeration. That's true.
But we've talked to like five, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And every single one of them will say that he, no matter how much he works, like 24 hours a day on those houses and stuff, he still smells fantastic.
He must eat a lot of sushi.
Well, yeah, he must be, like, genetically coded for, like, good smell.
Well, let's ask our guest what she thinks of Ed Sanders. Because we are joined by Kim Drew from RealOutdoorLiving.com. And I hope this finds you listening to us. Kim, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm watching you on TV, too. Y'all look great. Teresa, I like your haircut.
Oh, thank you. You know, Carlos, my stylist, I visited him yesterday in the city, and he said literally, I said this earlier in the show, he was like, "I saw you on TV, and where have you been?" Like he was not approving of my hair at all. So he's glad that I came in and he could do what he wanted with it. Isn't that funny?
Well, it looks fabulous. And Mark, of course, yours does too.
Oh, that's great. I take care of it myself.
Seriously? You're ridiculous. Well, I am so excited to talk to you because I've been looking at the decks on the website on RealOutdoorLiving.com, and
yeah.
I actually want to use one of those deck plans in a project this summer. I haven't even talked to you about it yet.
Oh, you're talking about the Destination Deck series?
I am.
Which one do you like? Do you remember which one?
Well, we have a client who has a townhouse. So there's a townhouse plan there.
Oh.
I thought it would be perfect.
Yeah, that could work.
That's
I've actually taken a few measurements at the job site as well.
Well, and what's, you know, I'm sure y'all saw this on the website at realoutdoorliving.com, but what's cool about this Destination Deck series is, as far as we know, they're the first customizable deck plans that you can get online. So you can do exactly what you're talking about, where you can go look at the townhouse and then click through to our designer and give him your specific measurements, and bam, there's a plan that's just right for your house.
I'm in love with that because how much time it saves us and everyone else who goes to Real Outdoor Living and then checks out the different plans, because you have them for different, there are how many four different plans there?
Three yesterday.
We have three right now. The fourth deck just finished construction yesterday, and we're going to take shots on May 10th. And then the fifth one is going to be built in Nashville in June, and then we'll have that one up. So we'll have, you know, you saw there are different kinds, there are different sizes, different kind of shapes, configurations, things like that. So there's really something for everybody.
Being able to customize it and then get the list, too, the material.
Exactly.
List.
You can get your shopping list. Oh. Yeah, print off your shopping list and head to your favorite retailer.
Seriously, it's like, you know, you don't know what to cook for dinner, kind of like that, and then you go to, like, one of the websites out there for cooking, like, I don't know what it, I can't think of off the top of my head.
Finecooking.com.
Something. And then you're like, I don't know what to make, and then you have the recipe list right there. Like, it's so awesome.
Can't be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can tell you from the contracting side of things, you know, I've actually, decks are like the DIYer dream job, and I've had more customers ask to work with me building their own deck, but they want to do everything that starts after the plan. When it comes to what I call counting sticks, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah, counting sticks is not the fun part.
But it's hard, and to have this computerized, customizable takeoff, that's what we call it in the construction game, where you're going to get all the through bolts you need, you're going to get the correct hardware, the correct length, all that stuff, bags of concrete, that's a massive time savings whether you're a DIYer or a pro.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, that's the point. I mean, people think that adding a deck is going to be such a big deal and it's going to take forever, and it's just not. I mean, it's you know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible and give people their dream deck this summer. Because, you know, a lot of people, I know that y'all know this, a lot of people are not moving anymore or building the big houses anymore. Instead, they're fixing up what they have. And what better way to fix up your backyard than with a deck or a playset?
Oh, playset.
Oh, did you just say playset?
I didn't hear that at all.
Well, if you go.
Do you have a playset, Mark and Teresa?
Wow.
We're going to have one for 1 minute.
We're currently building one right now.
Are you?
Yeah, we are. And it's for someone out there who enters a contest. That free stuff on myfixitoplife.com, or you can go to realoutdoorliving.com and click on it.
Is there anyone who doesn't know that Real Outdoor Living is a sponsor of that? Well, we say, like we're talking to you. You know, Kim, it's funny. We do have a contest that Real Outdoor Living is sponsoring.
That we're doing with you. But it's awesome. You have to go and check it out and look at this playset because, you know, I designed the playset with Mark.
Yep.
And I had a vision for what I wanted it to look like. And it's been called all kinds of things in the blogosphere out there. Of like
Tajma playset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all kinds.
Yard castle.
Uh-huh. And it's like an extreme playset. It's got a deck. It's got a porch. It's got
pergola.
A twisty slide. It's got pergola elements to it.
Monkey
it's
bars.
It's got a bridge. It's got even a storage, which is like every mommy in the world would want this in their playset. It's got like a little storage place to put all the yard plastic toys and throw them in there.
Right, and bad children.
Bad children.
There's no door on it. There's no door.
I
mean, how long can they possibly stay in there?
But that's really cruel.
Yeah. Now, oh, yeah. Put me in timeout in a playset that I want to be on. Awesome.
Well, yeah. And you're going to win it. And then it's an awesome thing. We're giving it away at the end of May, too. I'm so psyched about it.
That's outstanding. Now, have y'all ever had a playset in your yard before, a real wood playset?
No.
Me. No.
Well, let me tell you, my children have one that's about 8 years old, and it's of course, pressure-treated wood. And I go out and play on it and sit on it. And, you know, when the weather's really nice the way it is right now where it's not too hot yet, not too humid yet, we'll all go out there. And my son likes to put his slip and slide at the end of his regular slide.
Oh, no
way.
Come down the slide on the playset and hit that slip and slide at Mach 2 and just go shooting across the yard. And
I love that.
But it's great. I mean, because, you know, it's a great... great thing to have in your backyard during the spring and summer because y'all can sit out there with your kids and it's you know nice and comfortable and natural and blends in with the yard.
It does. It looks perfect in our yard. And I'm kind of like, I want it to stay there and not go to someone else a little bit. But that's okay. But it is awesome. And one of the things that my husband likes to do is he likes to do pull-ups and all kinds of exercises off of, you know, we go to the park or something and the kids are playing, he just like has a whole workout he does on play.
Oh, yeah. Play sets are great if you exercise or if you just like to stretch out. And we're going to add those elements to our play set.
Yeah.
Don't have
really
to use
cool.
them, but they're there if you want to.
So it's
to.
For everybody, too, which I love. Absolutely.
See, so it truly is for the entire family.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be built with all pressure-treated lumber, of course, so it's going to be durable, it's going to be safe, and it's going to last a long time.
And it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got photographs we've been taking, but we haven't posted many of them yet because we're working on it in my fix-it-up life fashion, a day at a time, a rainstorm at a time.
We're like every other, you know, family working on projects at their house. You know, you have to fit it in to when you can, and the rain gets in the way. But it gets in the way more for me than for Mark because he'll work through the rain, and I'm not that keen on that.
Okay.
So,
no, I don't blame you.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll go out there and do it.
I will, but I prefer not to, of course. But
yeah.
So what else is going on at Real Outdoor Living? I saw that Brad Staggs was doing some, was he doing some videos or was he?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He did a satellite media tour for us probably a month ago up in Nashville.
Did you shoot him up in a satellite? Was he on an Apollo rocket?
Oh, ha, 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 ha. I know how you and Brad are.
I can see that this bus looks nice from being underneath
it. For everybody else out there besides Kim and me and Brad, that Mark and Brad have sort of a, I don't know, sort of a brotherly kind of relationship where they give each other a really hard time, but they really like each other.
It's affection through derision,
yeah,
which
exactly
is
it.
Sort of the
affection
highest form
derision.
Of flattery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
no,
bonehead
he's,
means...
Brad's hey. Been doing some great stuff for us, and he's done. He did a satellite media tour. He's doing some more podcasts. If you go to realoutdoorliving.com, there are about 10 or 12. Actually, if you go to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/woodisreal, there are a bunch of podcasts there from Brad that he's done for us, and we've got about two or three more that are going to be coming up in the next couple of months. So we'll, you know, trying to expand our project offerings, so we've got something for everybody out there.
Well, and for everyone who doesn't know who Brad is, he's been on HGTV since I think it started.
I think so.
Yeah, and
in
he
DIY.
Also did a short stint on Days of Our Lives, too, a long time ago. So
yeah, Brad's 500 years old.
He's 500 years old.
he started on Days of Our Lives, and they invented TV.
And there are awesome projects on realoutdoorliving.com, too. If you're looking to do something that's not as big as a deck or a huge Taj Mahal playset, you know, you can learn how to build a porch swing or do other stuff, too, and Brad walks you through it, too.
Yeah, and
right.
What we should
you know,
walk
our,
through
our,
right now is the break we're taking.
Okay.
We're hard up against the commercial. Kim, thank you very much. Teresa, thank you very much. And join us after the break with more My Fix It Up Life.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a whistle.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit StanleyTools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
And it is a perfect day. I'm sitting with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And it is a perfect gushing rainy day.
It is. Well, the rain is good. It's good. April showers bring May flowers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it also brings Ed Begley Jr., our show.
I am so excited.
Yes, we are. Ed, are you there?
Yes, Mark, Teresa, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being with us at My Fix It Up Life. I am so excited to talk to you. And do you know we talked with your wife a year ago?
Oh, great. How did that go? You know, hopefully better.
You know, I would have the same tone in my voice.
I think she's fantastic, and you must too, because you're married, so that's good.
Yep. Yep. We have a lot of laughs, he and I.
Yes. And I want to know how you celebrated Earth Day yesterday. What did you do?
You know, for me, it's just one of the 365 days in the year. Earth Day is great to get everybody's attention, but it's what we do the other 364 days. So I didn't do anything different, but I hung a lantern on it so other people could see and took part in some events. I went to an Earth Day event with Rochelle, this Eco Hollywood thing that we did in Beverly Hills, and I spent time with my great friend Jeff Garland from the Larry David Show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he wrote a book about lowering his carbon footprint and lowering his physical footprint, losing weight and losing, you know, the amount of pollution that he was putting out in his life. And so we spent time together. He's a great guy. And then I was with my lovely wife, and we did an event together. And, you know, I got around in my electric car, which I charge on solar, and did a lot of other green things around the house that I do every day of the year.
Wow. And you are such an inspiration, because I think of you every time we travel for work, and, you know, how you try to avoid getting on airplanes, and how I saw on your show that you have a suitcase, that you have light bulbs and things that you bring when you go to a hotel room. Do you?
You know, I believe in full disclosure, and I must perform it now.
Okay.
You know, we did that as a joke.
Oh, you did?
For the show, we had a shower head, a light bulb, and a thing.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, most hotels I stay at already have the energy-efficient light bulbs and the low-flow shower head. If they don't have it, I just take a Navy shower. So I try to keep my suitcase very small or what have you, and I don't bring an extra case with me. But they thought that would be funny on the show, the writers, and so I did it. And
I think it stuck with me the last year or two. I'm remembering that now.
Yeah.
I think we caught like half that.
Yeah.
So we didn't like see any setup. Like there's no telling it was a joke.
Well, and that's our fault, not yours. We did several things like that. That were to, you know, because the show became, there was more of an emphasis on comedy the last year on Planet Green, and they asked for that. They also asked for a couple of other things, which I'll tell you that were not entirely, realistic. They had me take her to a methane production facility where get methane from a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine where they get methane from at a dairy farm.
Yeah.
You know, from the waste, and then they turn it into electricity. Now, that's a wonderful thing, obviously, but the idea of me taking Rochelle there any day of the year is pretty funny, and the idea of me taking her there on her anniversary is ludicrous. So they did it as a joke, and then they had another thing once where they had some water bottles in the closet. She had, like, 50 water bottles in the closet, which she would never she doesn't use water bottles either, but they wanted to do it to make a joke and a point. I think those are the only three bogus moments I remember on the show, but, you know, we're guilty of doing them at the hands of the network to get a laugh, and, you know, everything else about the show is real, is
now,
all I can
now
say.
Now, what about the one where she took over the roof and made a little, like, retreat for herself? Was that...
I just misspoke. There are four bogus moments, and that's the fourth one. There's probably others I'm conveniently forgetting, but I don't think there's any major ones. Yeah.
Okay.
We're up on the roof with her shading the panel.
Oh, yeah. That was ridiculous.
The truth is, the true part of that everything on the show, I hope, is based in truth, you know, and that one, I've been trying to get her up on the roof to see how to clean the solar panels in case, God forbid, something happened to me, you know, just not that she would ever do it, so she could show somebody how it would be done. And then they had her up there with an umbrella, and she's shading the panels. And then it was one of the production assistants who came up with the idea that, like, when we're yelling or what have you, that I would just take the ladder away. I know better. I would never take the ladder away when my wife is on the roof. I would pay and pay for it. I'd still be paying. And that was like 2.5 years ago.
Well, I have to ask Katero. You know, on the show, we saw a lot of you with Bill Nye going back and forth and competing with, you know, what you were doing. Is there, like, a current thing you're competing with him on?
There is, and that one is very real. Bill and I in our competition, very good-natured. There's nothing acrimonious about it. But, yeah, the latest is he came by and said, curse you, Begley, in the alley just like 2 days ago, because he's ahead of me now. He's got the Nissan Leaf, which is kind of a newer and cooler car than my pure electric. The Nissan Leaf is a pure electric car. And first he had the Chevy Volt. He was just testing that, I think. But then he bought the Nissan Leaf, which is a pure electric, which is, you know, just a more modern car than my 2002 RAV4, also pure electric. But he really likes it. He says it's very good.
Oh, that's good. That won a Popular Mechanics Breakthrough Award last
2010.
Year, 2010. So, yeah, that's gotten a lot of attention. And I want to share an anecdote with you as well, because you enter my daily life quite frequently, because about 500 years ago, no joke, unlike the Phil Donahue show or something like that, I saw you and you talked about how ridiculous it is that gyms like LA Fitness or whatever actually plug their treadmills in when we are, the people using them, riding the bikes and so forth, generating electricity that just doesn't go anywhere.
And I go to the gym
frequently enough that I think of that, and now I'm wondering, with all this time that's gone by, has the world actually changed? And what a great observation.
Well, thank you for that. That was, I believe, the late 80s. The show was the David Letterman show, actually. And late 80s, maybe the very early 90s, 91, whatever, something like that. Then some people actually did it. They emailed me or wrote me. No, this is early 90s. They didn't email me. They actually wrote me a letter, you know, and told me a gym in Huntsville, Alabama, had actually done it. And they took a bunch of, you know, bikes with generators, a bunch being two or three. Mm-hmm. They didn't do like 20 of them. And they hooked it up to generators, and it went, and it ran some lights in the place.
Wow.
I mean, you can certainly do it. There's a lot of work going on. At gyms in L.A., you can drive past the gym or walk past the gym at 3 in the morning. You'll see 6 or 7 people on there on the life cycles or the treadmills. So, and certainly during the normal hours, you'll see 20, 30 people on the bikes and treadmills. So there's a lot of energy being expended. Why waste it? Why not put that into some sort of a system where that work being done, that kinetic energy, is turned to kilowatts?
Just makes sense.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So in the big picture, Ed, do you think that we're moving in the right direction in terms of saving the environment and conserving our resources? Are we moving fast enough?
I'm not sure if we're moving fast enough. Nobody really is. It's all guesswork, but I know there's some successes. I don't want anybody to ever be depressed about the environment, because we've proven time and again how much we can accomplish if we set our mind to it. L.A. is a perfect example. I've been here since I was born here in 1949, and there are in L.A. from 1970, when I got involved in the first Earth Day, from 1970 to date, there are four times the cars in L.A. and millions more people, yet we cut the smog in half. You know, you look out there and you can see what your lungs inform you of as well, that it's much better, not worse, than it was in 1970. Again, this with millions more people and four times the cars.
Wow.
And we did it with technology that worked, with a catalytic converter, with combined cycle gas turbines, with clean fuel buses, with, you know, spray paint booths, so those volatile organic compounds didn't go up into the LA air and make smog. We did it with lots of small and big things, and it all worked. So we know we can eventually get to the top of that mountain because we've gone halfway up.
Wow.
Fascinating. That's just fascinating. And your triumphantly positive attitude is very accessible, I just want to observe. You know, it's not like you're on here ranting and raving and doing all these things. This makes me want to do more.
Thank you for that. The thing I stress when people ask me about the environment, many people who ask me come up and say, you know, Ed, I know you got those fancy solar panels and a fancy RAV4 electric car, and I can't afford any of that. I said, good, because neither could I when I started. You know, the way to get to that place, God willing, well, one day you could buy some of those fancy pants items, is to do the small stuff first. That's what I did in 1970. I was a broken, struggling actor. You know, I started riding my bike even more. I took public transportation. I did some home composting. I recycled. I did all this cheap and easy stuff that saved me money. Pretty soon I had enough money to buy in 1970. Later that year of the first Earth Day, I bought an electric car for $950.
Wow.
And it was, you know, a very inexpensive car and very slow and, you know, didn't have much range. But then I started to really save money with that because it was much cheaper than buying gasoline to plug it in. It was cheaper, as it is today in 2011, and it was much, much cheaper to maintain. There's no tune-up or oil change or fan belt or radiator flush or smog check, lots of things you didn't have to spend money on with an electric car. And the batteries lasted the whole time I had it. I literally spent a sum total of zero in all the time I had it. I just put some water in the batteries. So
fascinating.
It was a very inexpensive car. So I went, boy, I like this environmental stuff, and I kept doing it and doing it till 20 years later, two decades later, 1990, I finally bought solar electric.
Wow. And we have to cut it off there, Ed. I want to talk to you for three more hours, but we have to take a break, and we'll see you on the other side with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you so much.
What a perfect day.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on My Fix It Up Life.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win or ask for advice on your how-to project.
Every week on My Fix It Up Life, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Thursday at 1 and Saturday at noon.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. You are back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are post Ed Begley Jr. What we were talking about during the break.
He's an absolute inspiration, and I was reading his bio, and in it he said his dad was pretty frugal, and he just learned growing up being a Boy Scout and being frugal, and you know wanting to save money and not wanting to live beyond his, not waste stuff and reuse stuff and all that, and it's turned in like now he is like the icon. The celebrity icon for living responsibly.
And for a movement that changed the world.
I'm so glad, too, that I asked him about the suitcase and everything because that stuck with him. Like, wow, he brings his suitcase with light bulbs, but that is a joke.
Yeah, well,
it went over on me.
We didn't mean to unhinge the show. We couldn't have planned that if we had to.
No, and I asked Rochelle about the methane plant when she was with us, and you can listen to that show on iTunes, too.
Sure.
Well, from last year.
More questions that I wanted to ask Ed were what's coming up next in his acting life. And if he's ever in Philadelphia, can we take a bike ride?
Because he's guested on everything. And, yes, you used to bike to work when you didn't live inside your house.
Oh, man, work inside my house. I've always lived in a house.
I mean, work inside your house.
Just throwing that out there.
Before when you were homeless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, man, and I'm just going to throw this concept out there.
Well, before before I want to just like because we're gonna get involved in talking to our next guest on our show. Just want to say that I am so looking forward to the Kitchen and Bath show next week. Just want to put it out there. If anyone is listening who's going there,
please come visit us.
Check us out.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be bringing all like the hottest kitchen and bath product information back. So if there's something you want to know, ask us.
Relative to a new kitchen and bath.
Totally. And no, Dave, we cannot bring you a new bathroom back in our suitcase. I already got that question. So I'm psyched that we have Eric on the line right now because I'm just waiting by my mailbox to get an invitation to a party at his new house.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we are excited for you. Congratulations, because for everyone else, he is the 2011 HGTV Dream Home winner.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, and you got the keys just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
And so I was told by HGTV that you are a super DIYer, and I want to because Mark and I were at the house. We did a live show there, and we want to know. Well, I want to know: are you looking around at the house thinking, "Ooh, I want to get my hands on this and change something to it"?
No. Actually, it looks quite perfect to me.
Okay.
And watching some of the skills and artistic talent that went into making that place. HGTVPro.com has some great videos showing how they cut the timbers and how it made them fit together. And since I'm more of a hands-on kind of person, those videos were excellent videos. And I wouldn't change anything. It's a beautiful house.
Oh, that's great.
That is good. And we were very good when we were in your home, too. We wore the booties on our feet. We didn't eat inside the house. We weren't even allowed to sit on the chairs. There was
That's what they told us. That no one had
Yeah.
Sit on the couches, sit on the chairs, anything.
Well, and I asked the designer, Linda Woodrum, if you know, did they ever, like, sneak have a party there or anything? Because it's such a gorgeous house, and they're there, you know, working on it, and it's kind of like a child that they created. And they're like, no, we never, never do anything like that. So.
Right. Yeah, so, I thought that was amazing. That the temptation is great, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it was, because we had driven from Philadelphia to Vermont, and we wanted to sit down. So, but the house is beautiful, but this enters like a big change for you guys in your life, because you're not from Vermont, right?
No. The closest we came to Vermont, we lived in New Jersey for about 3 years, but I grew up outside Chicago, and that's where we currently live now.
Cool. So does this mean you move? Have you even had a chance to decide?
We have decided to keep the house. We're not going to move. We have roots here in Hinsdale and the Chicago area, Midwest. My parents are outside Chicago also, and my wife's parents are in central Indiana. So we've got roots here. We'll use it as a vacation home and rent it out the time that we're not using it.
That's wonderful. It's a good thing we have your email address, because I love to ski.
Yeah, because I want to vacation in Stowe, because we were there, and my husband, he went to college nearby in Vermont, and he loves Vermont, and we just want to, like, vacation there. So you just let us know how much it costs.
That is great, and you can be there or not be there. We'll invite ourselves.
It's a big house. It's fine. We can go in the kids' room with all the bunks and stuff.
Yeah, it sleeps 14, so.
Yeah, totally.
That's great. Now, have you actually been to it yet?
Yeah. When we did the key ceremony, actually last week, Wednesday, we got to Stowe, and we thought Stowe was beautiful, just as a little side note. I mean, we thought it was beautiful. 80% of the state is forest, which is, like, unbelievable coming from suburbia Chicago. And so we got there Wednesday. They had the key ceremony, Thursday, and then the key ceremony Friday morning. So it was, the videos of that should be up on HGTV.com soon. I don't know how long, but, it was something to see it in 3D instead of lots of pictures in 2D online.
Well, that is so good. And I wanted to say congratulations to you again. And we're going to have to say goodbye to you. And send us the rates for the house, for the HGTV Dream Home, because we will totally want to rent it from you.
Okay, I will do.
That's so good.
Thank you very much for having me on, too.
Thank you so much. And if you're jealous of his win of the Dream Home, HGTV is giving away a green home right now. And you can enter to win on their website, the HGTV Green Home, and it's designed by the same people. They're Linda and Jack Thomason, the house planner, and they're very talented folks. So they have a contest every year, and they haven't announced the location for the new
HGTV Dream Home
yet. But I'm psyched to know where that is, because I want to go to that one, too.
Another Jack Thomason project.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to visit that one and do a live broadcast from there.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
That would rock. So email us your questions and observations and home improvement triumphs at info@myfixituplife.com.
Post it on Facebook at MyFixItUpLife.
Enter to win our rockin' prizes like the playset. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Check out our videos on YouTube.
And join us next time with more My Fix It Up Life.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be a visual top to a tree and die. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to us.
made of light. Might be white dress walking up to me. Might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. Might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is how fixed it up life. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say? At my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love built guaranteed night. So glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.